I'm Luke Stewart from Seventh Hour. My topic is the Hungarian Revolution and other revolutions in general.
So what caused these revolutions?
It was more the Soviets' tight rule over these countries, and they wanted their governments to be more local and open to their demands, requests, and beliefs. So they tried to overthrow the Soviet rule so they could be in control of their own government.
How did the Soviet Union react?
So, at first, I'll use the Hungarian Revolution as an example. They started to win, but then the Soviets used their power and advanced technology to come in, usually aggressively, with tanks and weaponry, and take back over the country.
And so, in the end, were these revolts successful?
Some were, but... some also weren't, like the Hungarian Revolution. It wasn't successful. But after the revolution, the rule was kind of looser, since the Soviets didn't want another revolution.
And so, do you think this has affected the Cold War?
I think so, because the Hungarian Revolution was one of the first, but it sparked a lot of other ones to follow after. And the ones that won took away a lot of the Soviets' power, which allowed powerful places like the United States to step in and help in the Cold War, since the Soviets had less power.
And so, you said some of these revolts were successful. Were there any in particular that were successful?
Not really in particular. Any just... a lot of different small ones that had an effect altogether, but there were none really in particular that had a effect that stood out just on their own.
Any final words?
No.
Thanks.
My name is Gareth Honey, Seventh Hour Miss Manson's class, and I have Prague Spring.
So what was Prague Spring?
It was like a period in Czechoslovakia during the Cold War when the Soviets had taken over the government there.
And so, what did the Soviets do?
They assaulted Czechoslovakia and then they just took it over like that.
No, but after they took control of it.
Really, it entered a period of normalization, but most of Prague Spring took place like before the attack.
Okay, and how did this affect the Cold War?
This affected the Cold War because it gave the Soviets more land, and it also affected the Soviets bad, as it caused some internal conflict.
And did any outside countries, like the U.S., try and help?
No.
How did the people of Czechoslovakia really react to this?
Well, they don't have any weapons, so they couldn't fight back very easily. But what most of the citizens had to do was they would throw rocks at the tanks.
And so they were very unsuccessful in their defense.
Yes.
And did Czechoslovakia ever get their freedom?
No.
So tell me a bit more about how Prague Spring has changed the Cold War in general.
Well, Prague Spring, it slowed down the Soviet advance and also caused a bunch of internal conflict, which then led to like racism and stuff being a thing in Czechoslovakia, which also didn't help the Soviets advance because they had to deal with their internal conflicts before they could continue to expand their empire.
Do you have any final words?
No.
Thank you.